Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Yes, thank you, New Zealand On Air Music. It's Fancy New Band, and we've got Leonard Powell here. Hey!
Hey, Lucia. Thank you for having me.
No worries. It's great to have you back in the studio.
It's good to be back. I was having memories when the news... I used to read the news a long time ago. But, when that beat hits, it's like your heart kind of goes, ooh.
Yeah, yeah, I saw you reach for your headphones, and I was like, no, it's not your turn. Don't worry. You don't have to read the news today.
No, this is nice. I can make mistakes, and no one's going to, you know...
Lillian's not going to yell at you.
She would never.
No, she's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're back in a musical capacity now, which is lovely.
Yeah.
And you've got three tracks for us.
Three songs. I've got a couple from my album, which just came out 3 weeks ago-ish, and a new one as well, which is just a little treat. Yeah.
Lovely.
It's nice to write another song because sometimes when you write music, you're like, I don't know if I'm ever going to write another one. And then,
Did I burn it all out in my first album?
Yeah, hopefully not.
Hopefully not. Well, it's this first one.
This is Age, which was the second single. Hey.
It's lovely. Right. Nice and cheeky one. I like this one.
Okay, cool. We good?
Yeah, we're good.
All right.
Is it rude to ask someone their age? I'm not trying to be rude, I just want to know your age. People get so sensitive about their age. Said you're just at that age. Whenever I had a problem or pain, I wonder if I'll ever get past that age. We're all just at that age. You should stop complaining about your age, 'cause in 5 years' time you'll wish you were at the age that you were when you first complained about your age. Let's just enjoy our age, 'cause we're all just at that age, and we'll be at that age till we die. We'll be at that age till we die. Be at that age till we die, die, die.
It's like we added the end part on. It's not on the recording, but when we were playing it with the band, it's a very short song, so we just fleshed it out a little bit.
The ending.
Yeah. It's funny playing acoustic, because we just played a gig a couple weeks ago to album release, and playing with the band, and with the band The Lambs. It's Lenny and the Lambs. Hey, Johnny. And playing acoustic, it's nice. It's different. Yeah.
It's lovely, and you've got a beautiful, beautiful guitar.
Yeah,
as well.
This is my little Washburn 3/4 guitar, which I got from the rock shop in Whangarei just before COVID. And I just changed the strings for the first time 2 days ago, which yeah, the guy at the rock shop was unimpressed, but also, and I have no idea how to change strings myself. So, yeah, sorry to all the, yeah, I feel like a lot of BFM listeners are probably like, oh, paid what to get your strings changed. I know, I'm learning. I'll learn how. But so yeah, fresh strings on it, so it makes it feel nice and brand new. Hopefully, it's sounding all good.
Sounds beautiful.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, I'll play another one.
Yes,
this
please.
One is this is called Adam, and this is about my friend Adam, who's from Canada. He's in America. I met him in New Zealand. Yeah, but he's
wait, is this Adam from B?
No, it's not.
Oh, because we had an Adam that went to Canada as well.
Yeah, there's a few Adams floating around, but this is about one of them. Yeah, and this was the first song I wrote for my album, so it nearly didn't make it to the album, but then we finished it off and it got there, so yeah.
Oh, shout out to Adam then.
Shout out Adam, yeah, wherever he is.
Told just be Adam, and just be Adam, and just be Adam.
I think we need more love songs to friends.
Yeah, no? I've got a few, actually. I've got a couple. I feel like they're easier to write than for friends and loved ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I take that as a compliment, Lucia. Thank you.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. More odes to friendship.
Hey, Rick.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. That was the first song I wrote on guitar. And it was
really?
Yeah. So it was my friend Marianne showed me some chords, and then I took them and moved them around and had a song. Yeah, and...
There you go.
Adam. He's probably not listening. I know Adam, he'll be doing something. He's busy, but shout out Adam.
Shout out to Adam. Yeah. We'll send him the podcast.
Oh.
There we go.
There we go. I'll make sure this is in tune.
Lovely.
Do it off the...
Oh, I'll just turn your mic down if you want.
Oh, yeah. We got one more song? Time for one more?
Yeah, one more.
All right, this one's not on my album that just came out, but this one will be on the next one for sure, but it's... Yeah, it was a fan favorite at the show, and I asked the band if I should play it or play some of the songs on the album, and they said I'll play this one, and it's called Makona.
Oh, I did like this one.
Oh, yeah. Actually, for the record, Lucia was on the door, doing the door at my show, and she did a marvelous job. Fantastic job.
I'll pop that on my CV. Marvelous door person.
Sounding like a granddad out here. All right, marvelous, but... Yeah, this one is about, everyone probably remembers, I remember the old ads on TV for Makona, and they were just like the thirstiest ads ever.
So sexy.
Very sexy, and they're all on YouTube if you don't recall, if you want to trip down memory lane. But I was 8 years old, and I thought Makona must just be like the best coffee ever. These ads are just...
Because, whoa, yeah, these look ads how are pretty amazing. This girl is, and she loves them.
Yeah, so, this is about the Makona kiss, basically. And if you don't remember the Makona kiss, you got to go Google it, because it was a moment.
I remember being young, and it's like, because it's coffee, you're like, oh, this is a grown-up drink, and she is acting very grown-up.
Yeah, and they were just on, and I feel like they definitely were on just that prime time as well. Yeah, great ads, right.
Let's hear it.
Glory days. All right, this is Makona. La 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 la. The first time I fell in love, I was watching TV. The first time I fell in love, they were selling me coffee. And from the moment that I saw her face, I knew my luck had changed. Oh, Makona, Makona, have mercy. Sexual awakening. Don't laugh. No, it wasn't Kim Possible or Johnny Bravo. Oh no, it wasn't Avril Lavigne. It was the girl on the screen speaking a language that was foreign to me, selling Makona. Makona have mel. Drinking Makona, Makona have mel. Mm.
the...
Someone just texted in saying the Makona girl sure had more so I hope that that last bit was...
Yeah, and I can confirm, we've been doing some Googling. Makona heft mer just translates to Makona has more
Yeah. Oh, that well, that's the text then.
Yeah, so I think it's from the Netherlands as well. I didn't know where it was from, but we get like big industrial tins at work of Makona. And
I've never had it.
Yeah, and actually, I've had some friends say I need a. If anyone from Makona is tuned into Morning Glory right now, hit me up. So I'm gonna sell my soul to Makona with that track. But I don't know what's going on there. But yeah, that's that one's. We'll get that one. Recorded.
Oh, that's beautiful. Get that recorded as soon as possible, please, and get yourself a Makona sponsorship.
No, actually, we've this BFM. Who's the coffee? I don't want to be stepping on toes here.
We've got Atomic.
Atomic.
I think.
Yeah, go get Psychic. Atomic. Da, da, da. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Lovely. Well, thanks so much for coming up. It's great to see you again.
Yeah. No, thank you. And I'm going to end this. Instagram Live was on. I've never done that. How do I do it? Boomer vibes.
I don't know.
All right. Here we go. Oh, thanks, Lucia.
Yeah, of course. And for people who want to listen to you more, where can they find it?
It's all on the internet. There's no physical versions of the album yet. But actually, Jin was saying that I should make some CDs because he's a big CD guy. So I might get some CDs made. We're going to play some gigs later in the year, so I'll get them ready for that. But it's just Leonard Powell on Bandcamp or any internet streaming place. You can find it.
Lovely.
Your local streaming service.
Support your local streaming service. All right. Catch ya.
Thank you.
That was a fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.